Hi, this is Taylor the Latte Boy.
And Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
And Rodan.
From Pod is my co-pilot, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys, that funky monkey.
You're
I
showing your age.
Something foul.
Hey, Beastie Boys are timeless. They're like John Stamos.
But you are old. Like John Stamos.
That's staying in. You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, you're all gonna die.
Well, hello. Oh, that's really loud. Yeah. That is loud, isn't it?
It is loud.
Let's not. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Braden.
This is Kyle.
Now say it in French.
Say what? The whole intro thing?
Yes.
Bonjour et allo, take with Foul Monkeys.
We're herbless today.
Yeah.
He's not feeling good. So it's just me and two listeners.
Yay.
We have Kyle from Kentucky. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
And then we have Braden from Canada.
Aboot.
Aboot.
That's all I have to say today.
Aboot there.
From Aboot. Mm. I wish I was that
so,
Canadian.
Braden's on vacation. He came down to Miami to go on a cruise, right?
Yes, I was in the Bahamas. And I got a tan. I'm not white anymore. Well, I got a tan for me.
You're still white, but
still
you're going to go to Canada. They're like, who's that black person?
Yep. Because normally when I'm at home, I'm so white. When you turn the lights on, I disappear.
And when you turn them off, it glows in the dark.
Yeah. When I turn them on, I can
That's
see.
Pretty bad.
No, I'm when real you turn white. I'm real white. Why wear jeans in the summer?
Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know.
Well, I guess skinny people can do that. Hmm. Big boys can't do that.
I still sweat.
Yeah,
I
know.
Still sweat,
but
no, whatever.
Sweating for Jesus.
Sweaty crotch. We haven't said that in forever. Sweating for Jesus.
Sweating for Jesus.
That was like from the first. I think that was from the pilot episode.
I think so. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was old school, dude.
Well, I've got
We're gonna have to get a sound clip and put that in there. Sweating for Jesus. So, and then Braden went from Miami to Orlando, and he's enjoying all the...
Orlando-ish things there are to do.
Yeah.
Parks.
Well, you're really not in Orlando.
Yeah.
You're like...
I'm on Canada Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So tell him that. Tell him what you're... What?
Yeah. I'm staying at a hotel in Orlando, and I am from Canada, and I just so happen to be staying on Canada Avenue in Orlando. Where apparently all the hotels are. I'm not going to name the name of the hotel.
Which is
why not? Because you're afraid someone will come stalk you.
Yeah, because I'll be like in Canada. Okay, it's the Hawthorne Suites on Canada Avenue, 7601 Canada Avenue.
What room number?
Oh my God, 118.
You know, because this is totally going out tonight.
Damn it. Canada Avenue.
There's nobody local that listens, so you're okay.
Yeah, they're all in Texas.
Which you live on Texas Avenue at home, right?
No, I live on Texas Road.
Texas Road.
The haunted road.
Why is it haunted?
Because apparently in like the 16th century, at the corner of my street, there was a beheading.
There were people up there?
Yeah, there's totally people up there.
Oh my God.
Like
ice people?
Ice people. Indians and things.
Eskimos.
Eskimos.
They're still there. We live in igloos.
Okay.
Not with global warming.
Yeah, not with global warming. And not where I live, because I live in southern Ontario.
What do you build your houses with? Like cow Snow. Poop?
Cow poop. Yeah, you know.
Whatever holds it together.
Cow pies. Whatever sticks. Cum.
Ew. Hot.
I live in a hut of cum.
Speaking of like cum, all right, Herb and I were talking about this the other day. And I think maybe we were with you when I said when I go to school... There's these trees that are there that totally smell like cum.
I'd never heard it.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but it smells like somebody just fucking jizzed all over your face.
Isn't it just
they're
like sap?
Trees.
I don't know what it is.
It's probably just sap.
But it smells exactly like cum, and I'm like...
Why does it smell like my bedroom in here?
Oh.
Snap.
Oh. That's... No, my room doesn't smell like that.
No, your room smells like multiple different...
colognes?
Colognes,
there's about 25 is the count? 25 of them in your bathroom?
25.
I know, it's sad.
Yeah, it's not sad. I've got 23.
And I have like
I just bought one a couple days ago. It's in my bag.
I want to buy more.
I want to buy more, too. I want to get the new Dolce & Gabbana.
My favorite is Escape for Men.
Yeah.
And I'm so afraid they're going to stop making it that I'll always have an extra bottle
with me.
Stock
up.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to buy another one to be two bottles ahead.
Two bottles,
you know,
up.
Because if they ever stop making it, the only time you're using that shit is if it's a special occasion.
I like all queens.
And that's probably my funeral. I'm like, spray me down.
Spray me down. Just shower me and escape from men.
So what was the name of the one you bought recently, Braden?
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul
Gaultier. Badon.
Jean-Paul
Gaultier. It's more fun when he says it, dude.
Isn't that Jean-Claude?
Whatever, same.
No, it's Jean-Paul Gaultier, too.
Yeah. Which one is that? What is it?
That's
bottle?
The one that's the magnetic bottle that comes two bottles and it comes magnetic on each side. And I could go grab it, but I don't.
No, that's okay.
Yeah,
we'll see.
You can show it to me later.
Yeah.
And then the other one is the one where the bottle is shaped like a man, right?
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Does it have a penis?
No.
No.
It's like a torso. It's a torso.
It's a torso. Well, it goes just below the cock.
Yeah. It's like a Ken doll.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's
too bad.
Just.
Smooth. I don't know. It's chiseled.
Yeah,
so I know. So I'm totally unattracted to it, but
it happens
because he likes the chubby boys.
Ow. Yeah.
So all that, if Herb was here, we'd have two chubby boy lovers and two chubby boys.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, he's in the house.
So. He's in the house.
He's in the house.
Herb in the house.
You and your Canadian.
Can I get a what? What?
Your Canadian ghetto.
What?
Like what?
You and the ghettos of Canada.
Just like we were on the couch, and then what we were talking about, veins, varicose veins.
Varicose veins, yeah.
So, all right, let's reenact this, okay? So you start from where, Ricky, what's wrong with your ankle?
Because you were sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah, because you were sitting on the floor. I was like, what's wrong with your ankle?
And then I'm like, they're varicose veins because I'm fat and old. And then Brayden says...
No, Kyle said it.
No, you said I have them and I'm skinny.
I said, no, yeah, I said I have them and I'm skinny because I'm
and I was like, family. I have varicose veins on my balls.
And then, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, ew.
And it's like, there was no thinking involved.
And then nobody said anything. Everybody was looking like,
how dare you say that?
Thank you, Brady, for sticking up.
That could be really tragic for him. Ew.
It's just only because that I've seen like those porns where like guy has like this huge vein in his balls.
Oh.
And I'm just like, that is so gross.
I'm so not
I'm like,
with
get
that
taken out. You can strip that out, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
Just trim it. Just trim it out.
It's like a piercing.
So
it's
we
not
went...
like a piercing. Piercings are nice.
Oh.
I like piercings.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had 47.
Piercings.
You've had 47 piercings?
I was an apprentice at a piercing parlor.
He'd
so I just got needles put in my body all the time.
Pierce this little thing right here.
Tragus. The tragus.
Tragus.
Does it hurt?
American.
Is it? That's cartilage, right?
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, every piercing hurts to a certain degree.
They do not.
Well, it's because
the only piercings that hurt are your nipples. If you have nipples, you can stand anything.
Let me tell you, the first time I had to clean mine, I was standing in the shower, and by the time I was finished, I was laying down in the shower.
How did you clean them?
With like soap and water.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah,
you're supposed to clean them with salt water.
Hot,
like lukewarm water and salt and sea salt. Regular salt is too abrasive.
It worked for me, but I was.
It didn't work for me. I had to take mine out.
It wasn't that it hurt.
Yeah.
It was. It grossed me out. I was just like going like this. I was like, flick, flick, flick.
I kept flicking mine.
And then I got caught in my seatbelt.
Oh no!
Well, I got both of mine caught in my book bag when I was packing to come here. So now they hurt like a motherfucker.
I took mine out.
And
I said,
the right
fuck
one
it.
Ripped. So
I only ever wear three of my piercings.
I'm thinking about taking it out.
Oh, I see two. Where's the third one? Oh.
I stuck
out.
Oh.
I had my tongue pierced.
Yeah.
That didn't hurt
no.
as much as I well, not when they did it. Pierced. A couple days later,
couple days
it was sore.
Like the way I look at it, I'm so amped up to get the piercing that I don't notice that it hurts at the moment. And then like 2 hours later, I'm like, I can't talk. My tongue is swollen.
Mm-hmm.
See, right after I got my lip pierced, I went and ate Chinese.
Oh.
And I got a needle stuck in
right
it.
After,
I got a fork stuck in it and a bunch of other stuff.
Right after I got my tongue pierced, I ate milk duds.
Nice.
I would just chew on the side of my mouth and slide
I was working at Walmart
like
at the customer service desk. So when people would call in or, you know, people would have something, I'd be like,
I worked, you guys won't know what it is, but it's called Tim Hortons. I mean, any Canadian.
That's a coffee house. Donuts.
Oh, my
donut.
God. You guys
dude,
know.
It's awesome.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
fat guys
like
and
donuts.
Yeah, I worked at Tim Hortons, and I was a supervisor there, and I had to do drive.
Supervisor. Have you ever seen that
Moving
Starbucks
on.
Commercial?
No. I don't think they play Starbucks commercials in Canada. If they do, then I'm completely
do you
ignorant
have
to them.
Starbucks in Canada?
Yes, we have Starbucks in Canada. There's like one in every corner in Toronto.
Oh, it's like here.
Yeah. There's like
Lakeland
three.
Has eight of them.
There's three
eight
in Windsor.
Okay.
Of them.
The
Windsor is
that I live in,
bigger
like
than
four.
Lakeland, and we only have three, and two of them are drive-thrus. Oh, no, there's four, and three of them are drive-thrus.
We have three. We have one in the mall. We have one not even across the street in the bookstore. No, actually,
oh,
there's four.
Oh, but that's
four.
Just like a mini.
There's one across the street that it's a standalone,
yeah.
And then there's one in Target,
and
like right behind.
There's one
it.
In Target?
Yeah.
See, we don't have Target in Canada.
Ooh,
oh, you're
and we don't
sucks.
Have 24-hour Walmarts. We don't have like the kind with the grocery store.
Oh, that's
we just
sad.
Have, yeah, it's just the basic like regular ones.
So y'all have like what kind of grocery store? Y'all go pick your own fruit and stuff?
Yeah, we go apple picking.
Yeah.
We just
you have
know,
to kill
we
your
just,
own cows.
We don't kill cows. We just kill moose
and cats.
Moose,
meese,
and penguins
and penguins,
penguins,
beavers and loons. Mm,
beavers.
Yeah, you're all about the beaver.
Ugh,
hairy beavers.
All right, sorry.
Moving on.
Gag reflex.
I don't have one.
So we Ooh. Met. We went to go get.
Oops.
Hold on.
Suck a dick. Yeah, we know.
What? Where's the volume?
Whore.
Okay.
There we go.
Slut.
We don't have anyone
Fuck
to do sound.
Whore.
Fuck you.
Bitch.
Cunt.
Cunt.
I'll just sign to you. The listeners can't see me.
Oh. Oh. This is how I'm how much I'm interested in that conversation.
Because you can't see it, it's not as fun to anyone who's listening. What's that from? Drawn Together?
Yeah.
Drawn Together, an episode where they go to the mall and who is it?
The Betty Boop.
Oh,
girl.
Toots.
Toots.
Toots
yeah.
sticks her finger inside of her nose because she just drank salt water and she's hallucinating. She sticks her finger in her nose and a big snot line goes down from her forehead to her nose and she just looks.
So we said the next time that we're like uninterested in someone, or Brayden said when he's like in a club. He's going to tell, you know.
Like, if someone's hitting on me and I don't really want to talk to them, I'm just going to stick my finger in my nose and draw a line from my forehead to my nose.
You got to keep the serious
Yeah,
look,
and you
though.
Just have to look at them dead. Just like, wow.
Or you could do this. Maybe. There we go.
That's always attractive.
Just turn around and fart. Snap.
Play the wet one.
It's like sitting on a leather couch.
Or trying to peel the pants of a fat man.
Yeah.
Leather pants.
I know all about that. So, Ricky, I'm going to kill the fucking cat outside.
Yes, we have the kitty from hell outside. I fed him yesterday because it was raining and he wouldn't leave the porch and he was, like, quiet.
The porch?
Because he wanted food. You did
you
what
have
you
have a porch?
Well, the area. What is that called? The breezeway?
I would call it a breezeway, yeah.
So,
I have no idea.
He wouldn't leave. So
it's
I
like
gave him food and water,
hallway.
And he is back. And he's like
meowing.
He's back with vengeance.
He's climbing
oh, okay.
up my. I can't.
The storm
talk.
Door? He's climbing
yes,
up the storm door?
The screen door.
Okay.
Storm door. Oh.
Snap. Canadian terminology, I guess.
Right.
Dude.
So I can't talk like this all day, y'all.
You're pretty good at that.
I know. I dated someone from Missouri who had parents in Georgia.
Oh. Georgia. I love them. They have like the sophisticated Southern talk.
Did you
have
a listener?
Like,
it sounded I was saying in a trailer, so it was just this country. I was sleeping with my ex, who's a big man, and
in Canada?
Me. What?
In Canada?
No, in Georgia.
Oh.
And we were in a trailer and
were y'all picking pecans?
No.
Pecans?
Peaches?
No.
No.
Georgia's no. for peaches.
There was none of those.
Were
there.
You rubbing his fuzzy peaches?
A little. That was more his job. I didn't do that. I was too lazy.
What
was like, I'm
day?
Going to bed. Touch me.
Oh. Excuse me. Okay, I feel bad.
I like that pre-warning.
It smells like blackened chicken.
Blackened chicken.
Because maybe that's the sandwich we had.
So, right. We went to
Downtown Disney.
Downtown Disney. And we ate at the House of Blues.
And I'm kind of pissed I didn't get to see Dashboard Confessional. I would have.
Yeah.
If we were there. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's Canadians' fault.
Yeah. Damn Canadians. We didn't have this problem yesterday or the last time we.
No, last night we
recorded. It was
no,
fine.
Just with
last
Taylor the
night.
Latte Boy. You had that problem.
Oh, the same thing happened, except it was showing that it was recording. And then when I hit stop,
it wasn't
it
there.
Froze. And then it deleted the whole track, except for like the first 12 minutes from where it fucked up. for the first time.
iLife 08.
Yeah,
got some bugs.
Yeah, a lot of bugs. I've never had a problem with anything like that.
Anyway, so
asshole.
We went to House of Blues.
House of Blues.
And Dashboard Confessional was supposed to be there.
And yeah, and I would have liked to be there.
I would have liked to have made fun of Chris Carrabba.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Fancicated. Oh, did we finish talking about that kitty from hell?
Oh.
I don't know if people can hear
him. It makes a lot
him.
Of noise. It's fucking pissing me off.
Yeah, if you can hear him, it's
bad. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be sleeping tonight anyway.
Well.
Nice.
We're going to have a little bit of this. Maybe less woman.
I think a lot less woman.
Well, you never know.
This is what Kyle sounds like when he gets excited.
Kyle holds his breath when he gets excited.
I growl.
That's hot.
Really now.
What?
And speak in French.
Well, I'm French, so I roll my R's all the time, so it just kind of happens. I just start growling, and I don't realize it's happening.
We're going to have to record that.
Soundbite.
I can purr, I can meow, I can bark. Dance, monkey, dance.
What else can you do?
He's a bitch.
Well, I can do a mean Chewbacca.
Herb is Herb. Really good at Chewbacca.
Yeah, I know. We were battling each
other. We're going to have a Chewbacca contest.
We were battling each other at the House of Blues. He started, and I started, and he started, and I kept going.
I still don't know who Chewbacca is.
I almost had a scare at the restaurant. I thought that I may have gotten someone else's HIV.
Oh, God.
No.
Because they gave you Herb's glass.
Yeah, they gave me someone else's glass when they refilled my drink, and I was like, this tastes like Coke and tea mixed together. And I was like, oh my, and I go, oh my God, there's a straw in the cup too. I didn't have a straw. But it ended up being Herb's glass. They filled his up. They added Coke to his, yeah, and mine was empty, yeah. And gave him tea.
And there was some sweet tea left in.
Right. His. It was gross. But I almost was scared.
Off.
I thought I got syphilis.
Oh yeah, we did get
we got a 15% discount.
Yeah, $7.50.
High five. 50 cent. I can't get, you guys say cent, it's cents.
Whatever.
I say 50 cents because it's plural, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
And I don't say online, I say inline.
Inline?
Yes, I what stand in fuck? A line. I don't stand on a line.
No, we only say online when we're talking about being online.
No, but like, I've heard like...
Stand on the line.
Yeah, like I've heard like when you're waiting in the...
Oh, fuck that. I say inline.
Oh, okay. Well...
Stand in line?
Yes.
Yeah, we're normal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, so, you mean like waiting, like in a line?
Yes.
Stand in line?
Yes.
That's how you say it? That's
like
what
when
I say.
People say lay
but
in
no,
floor.
No, sometimes I've noticed it's online. I stand online.
Oh,
that's
they're
fucked
up.
I don't know.
Yeah. There right. must be a meth.
Okay.
Bunch of bitches.
Let's see. What else we did? House of Blues. We walked around downtown Disney a little bit.
Yep.
And then we were trying to pick out the gay people or Euro trash. And then we decided
it's just too
that
hard.
If they had a fanny pack on, that they were probably gay, but it depended
no,
on.
It depends on.
Well, right. There's two different versions.
Yeah.
If it's
like a purse-ish fanny pack.
Or if it was like, Gucci.
Like, you know, if it's like Gucci or something. And if they wore it like across, diagonally across their chest, and like the fanny pack would be on their back, they're gay. And if they wear it across their waist like normal people, then they're straight.
Are and you saying straight people are normal?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not by a force stretch
of
the imagination.
Freaks of nature.
They are freaks of nature. We don't need them anymore. We can make our own babies. We've got lesbians.
Thesbians, even.
We've got bulldoggos.
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 Let's see here. We're
breezing over a bunch of stuff.
I know. We don't even have, like, really a subject other than...
What we
We've been making fun of Brayden. Sorry, I'm scratching my head with the marker.
Yeah, he's been making fun of me too.
We've been making fun of Brayden and actually Kyle with their accents.
Because Brayden's from
But
Canada.
Brayden's more of, do they have water in Canada? They have leaves?
And with me, it's more like, do you have shoes in Kentucky?
Yeah. Right. Now, see,
with you, it's
that's understandable.
Fuck you.
I'm from Virginia, so.
I'm from Canada. We wear snowshoes.
I wear flip-flops.
Oh, is that those little racket things that
yeah,
they wear?
They're like tennis rackets on your feet. Yeah. I've never worn them.
That's so weird.
I don't know.
How is that even...
I assume they wear them in like Yukon, which is like one of the northern provinces, territories. Northern territories, oh. None of it.
I thought it was
Scotia.
Like...
What's that?
Isn't that on
Nova
the...
Scotia.
Nova Scotia, yeah. They get a lot of snow. But they're out like in the islands.
Yeah.
They're above Maine, right?
Yeah.
In around Maine.
Yeah. They're,
I took
think.
A cruise
yeah,
from
they
Maine
are.
Today.
You, can,
you really don't know the United States that well, right?
I know the United States more than I know Canada.
Do you know where Texas is?
Yes. So, I live on it.
Do you know where
it's where the
Rhode
Mexicans
Island
come from.
Is?
What's that?
Rhode Island.
Yeah, it's in New England.
In the New
Snap.
England States, yeah.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Come on, bring it. Let's go.
Okay, moving on to the podcast.
Do you know where Hawaii is?
Yeah. It's that one up north, right?
That's Alaska.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, you're a loser.
So, yeah. Moving on.
Oh, well.
Isn't this Quiz the Canadian?
You know.
We can easily take care of you, you know.
And I can easily move to another mic.
Let's
how
see.
Dare you?
Oh, you're still on.
Oh, that's me. Uh-huh.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Hi, hey, Brayden. How are you?
Good. How are you, Ricky?
It's a Brayden and Ricky show.
Ba-dum-bum.
I'll cut a bitch.
You cut a bitch so bad, you'd be like, damn, he cut me.
Ricky doesn't realize I know where he sleeps.
Yeah, but there's beads.
You yeah, right. The ninja beads.
The ninja beads.
That's the ninja beads.
We should probably explain bom, that. Bom.
That's what it sounds like.
Because they're going to think like anal bom, beads. Bom.
That was my locker music. Whenever I opened my, I was a geek in high school. So whenever I opened my locker, I'd go.
Why did it do that?
Because I set up speakers in my locker. And so every time I opened it, it went boom.
We had to share lockers.
We had to share lockers. My school only had 300 kids.
We had locker mates.
Well, I went to a French high school, so we only had 300 kids in it.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it was pretty sweet. I knew everyone's shit. I knew everyone's dirt.
Well, because
I was the school gossip.
Of course, you're gay.
I was the school gossip. I was the first one that came out, and then everyone came out.
Oh, yeah.
It was the same thing with my
how
high
school. How many people come out of 300 people? 30 people?
Three.
10%?
Three. Me, Paul, and John. And then John and Paul started dating, and I was left alone.
Oh. They could have included you one night at least.
Yeah, I'm not so into that scene.
Oh. Don't were they chubbies?
What's that?
Were they chubby?
Paul was. Not anymore. He was. And I wanted him bad. And really? Then I got him prom night.
Was he still chubby then?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He was never, like, really chubby.
Did
he
you?
Was just kind of...
We'll suck a dick up to the hiccup.
Several times.
Oh, nice.
I know how to say promiscuous in
I lost my virginity that night.
Sure. That's a bear.
I'm not that impressive.
No. They say woof.
Yeah, woof. It, get me started on
well,
that. I'll offend a whole bunch of people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
I don't,
what
feel,
we do.
I don't feel like more bears hating me. I've gotten
because you have to rely
I've gotten,
on them.
Yeah, I've gotten the queen of them pissed off.
Who's that? Huh?
Are you going to talk about that one thing?
Yes, the awfulness of
yeah.
one ghetto queen.
No.
Queen, exactly.
What were you saying?
Oh,
the queen.
I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want him to start messaging me again.
Does he live in the United States?
What's that? He lives in Texas.
You can tell us afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't need to, oh. we don't need to talk about that.
I'm signing for those who can't hear me.
And we don't know how to read it.
Oh, fuck.
Go, oh, yes, it. Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yeah, don't know how to read
oh,
it, motherfuckers.
No, 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 no,
yeah.
Yeah.
You just did it a little bit too fast.
Oh.
That's too fast.
Yeah,
that's,
but
you have
I'm
to
a,
do it slow.
I'm an interpreter.
I couldn't see the O. Oh.
Well, I can
yeah,
hear.
You can see the letter. Oops.
You're an interpreter, but I can hear.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to. But they're not supposed to hear.
Snap.
Yeah, moving on.
Snap.
Ricky's a dickhead.
I don't say snap.
And he has large balls.
Snap.
Shut up. We don't need to get into that.
That's Herb territory.
Yeah.
So I wanna talk about this hateful person who left
okay,
this
yeah.
evil email.
Yeah, this is funny.
And I'm gonna read it, but I'm not gonna say their name. Because I don't want to give them...
They don't deserve it.
Don't
but they have given me so many listeners. It's ridiculous. It's
yeah,
so
they
crazy.
Should just post a link to the site on
might
there.
As well. That's what Ryan said. He was trying to prove us wrong. Put a link in there.
So if you're listening, let's see you put a link up.
So this is exactly what it said. And I was like, whatever.
I'm sure there
I wish Herb was here so he could do the whatever.
Yeah.
Noise.
Yeah. I'll try it. Whatever.
But it says, oh my God. My podcast just got compared to Foul Monkeys and Feast of Fools.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm going to vomit. I really might. I've never felt so low in my entire life, honestly. I'm so happy for the end of season one. I thought my little podcast was doing well. It has increased the amount of people who show up on my gallery shows. The amount of people who download our show is an average triple that of a friend of the friends in the MySpace page.
Bullshit.
Right. I mean, we still have three more shows for the season, and one of them is a live show with a local band playing live.
How cool are you?
That's fucking crazy. The truth is, I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. Even been learning so much in the process, I may never be as professional and awesome as Mikey Pod, and I might never be fun. Me as funny as Cheryl Mikowski, which are two different podcasts. Oh, okay. Mikey Pod, I don't know too much about. You can burp on. It's okay.
I don't want to burp on. I am a lady.
Cheryl Mikowski is another podcast. She's real funny.
But
I will never be anything like Foul Monkeys or Feast of Fools. I'm neither a monkey nor a fool. Well, for that matter, I'm not a pod or a Murkowski. I am I'm not saying his name. And yeah. I have a podcast called And I made money from the day one of my podcast. Okay, let me say this right now. I don't do this podcast to make money. It would be nice, yeah. But I do it because people like it,
yeah.
And I like doing it.
Because it gets rave reviews, bitches.
Right?
And you get all kinds of visitors, and you're a podcast.
And I'm sorry, I think my podcast shows up in iTunes, and theirs doesn't. So
yeah.
And I think it's ahead of B-Talk, too.
Right. Oh, snap.
Oh.
Don't get them mad at us.
And they can get mad at me. I just wanted to say that it's Oscar Wilde-like wordplay, that he's neither a monkey nor a fool, that makes me really love this.
So, all right. So he says, I made money from day one of the podcast, so take that, you boring fat slags, Foul Monkeys, or Feast of Fools, and maybe Madge and Wanda, you might want to have fun with your shows and let your listeners know you still care, which Madge and Wanda are two other podcasts also.
Okay. All right.
No one cares that Madge is trying to lose weight and is eating yogurt, or that Wanda is still sober. I mean, yawn. The real numbers will be if Madge cooks again and if Wanda actually dispenses wisdom and shows us glamour. Hell, Johnny McGovern was doing his podcast and it was hysterical. Now it's all about how great he is and how funny he is and blah, blah, blah.
Bullshit.
No, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny because you've been on his podcast before, right?
Well, I don't know if they actually used it on the show, but I've...
But they know you.
Yeah, I've hung
out
with the people from that podcast.
So you might want to share this with him.
Yeah, you know, Johnny McGovern listens to his own songs, but he listens to it to improve it, and so he can do better next time.
Right.
He doesn't do it because I'm so great.
It's a show so long and boring, we all say, who cares? Do we say that about Mikey Pod or Cheryl Murkowski? All I'm saying is don't judge us till season two. I think we have done an amazing job for our first season. We are and never will be the crap that Foul Monkeys or Feast of Fools. If you feel the same about Come to My Gallery, blah, 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 blah. So
the funny thing is I'd never heard of his podcast.
Right.
And everyone I know has never heard of his
podcast.
Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
No idea what
and
it is.
And number one, you can't even find it very well. It's not on iTunes. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Right. So it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this, you know, I'm like, I don't even know this person.
And can I say,
but apparently, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go.
Okay. Somebody say something.
Something.
What can I say where it was posted from? Like where it was originally posted to? And then, you
yeah,
know, it, from LiveJournal.
Right.
Douchebag.
We know drama.
Right.
What, like LiveJournal. Really?
I like to paint photos and put them on my body naked and take pictures.
Well,
whatever.
Anyway,
yeah.
So apparently you were about to say,
something.
Yeah, I really don't have a lot to say about it anymore.
Other than thanks for the
and there's
listeners.
Other people that took like up for Foul Monkeys,
yeah.
And saying, you know, this is hateful, you know,
this
whatever.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. But there's no use in being hateful. If you don't like the show, don't fucking talk
don't,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and don't listen to it. And just
because when
it.
You talk about it, it makes people come listen.
Hurt.
And then if people like us, then fuck you. I like the listeners, so yeah. They can come. And I do it for free for them, so it doesn't matter if I make money. One day, if I make money, that's fine. If not, that's fine, too. I haven't made money for almost 2 years now, yeah. So. And I'm sorry, but... Oh, no. Johnny McGovern calls them his cycles, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't call them seasons.
Yeah,
who calls them...
Five.
Who has a podcast with seasons? Come on.
Well, he calls them cycles because... I
well, cycles is
everything
cool.
Has a
seasons
season.
Is so...
Well, okay, it's America's Next Top Model. It's a whole cycle thing.
Yeah.
Which can I just say, America's Next
Which
Top Model,
the they usually
wrongs.
Don't. Yeah, but they don't have cycles because they don't eat there. They don't have enough body fat in their body to have a cycle.
Yeah.
I can't bleed for 7 days. That's all my vitamins.
But I feel sorry for those girls. Anyway, so
there's one on there
just,
who has a touch of the downs, and she's like got a hunchback.
Shut up. For
yeah,
real?
No, for real. And she takes pictures, and she's like, "I'm awkwardly gorgeous." It's amazing. And she's got a hunched back.
And they say she's cute?
Yeah, they say she's amazing and like haute couture.
It's, oh.
Yeah, it's retarded.
So they're making fun of her.
Not really, because she looks really good. It's, yeah, she has this thing where it's like...
It's like scoliosis or something?
No, it's, well, she's got like a small hunch in her back, but like the mental disease is supposed to be like...
Down syndrome or autism?
Autism. It's a form of autism where they can't interact in social situations. And so she's just like always off to the side, kind of like reading and like talking to her mom on the phone or whatever. And she's just like comes into the picture, and she doesn't take control of the picture, but she kind of like fades.
Are they
away.
Mean to her?
No. Oh, well, the girls are. The girls are bitches. But are
I know, right? Yeah. They need to have a guy one.
There was one.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and they were all gay.
Oh, duh.
Well, no, actually, I think it was like 12 guys. Two of them were gay, and they were the hottest ones. I think one of the
two of them
guys
were
won.
Out. You mean?
Yeah.
Right, and the rest of the ones were fucking, sucking dick.
Yeah, fucking know? In the closet.
Right.
Trapped in the closet.
Oh, no R. Kelly, please.
Sorry, I love Trapped in the Closet. I can't get over that.
You know, episodes like 4,400 is coming out, right? That's crazy. But anyway, yes, this email, I just wanted to read it and share it with the listeners and see what you thought. I would give his name out, especially his Live Journal name, but
I don't
I'm not like that.
Yeah, I don't want to give you the satisfaction. Levels,
right.
Yeah. Booyah.
I'm a famous podcast star. I'm an artist.
I'm famous on a MySpace group.
Just but if someone finds out who this is, they do have an entry on their MySpace page that's locked, so no one else can get it except for friends. Mm-hmm. And it says something about Foul Monkeys and Feast of Fools having AIDS or something like that. I'm
if
like,
you have
okay.
AIDS, stay positive.
I'm not that positive. I'm sorry.
It's a really cruel joke. I probably
I'm really happy to be negative.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, so am I.
But I mean, got AIDS, stay positive. Sorry, Danny.
Oh, we're gonna be.
I'm gonna get
killed.
Letters.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get letters.
If
I care.
If you need to write a letter to Braden, email thecrazycanadian@ca.com.
At ca.com. At ca.ca.
Just email
Falmouth. Oh, yeah. CA is supposed to be the .com, right?
ca.on.ca. Ontario.canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
I don't have any phone
you
calls.
Can't figure out how to spell, you can't figure out how to spell my name for my Gmail anyway. Snap.
From your Gmail?
Yeah. My Gmail is my name, but no one can figure out how to spell Braden.
Brayden.
Okay, you can, but you've seen my name before.
But I've said I've posted it wrong
it.
On the website.
Yeah, because everyone tries to spell it like Braedon or.
That's fucked up. I knew.
That's
how to
like
spell
the
it.
Gay version.
What?
I knew how to spell it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Snap.
He did it in sign language. You didn't hear it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then we. You didn't hear it.
I didn't catch
God, Braden.
Well, the good thing is that we really can't insult any deaf people on this show
because they can't hear us.
Snap. Right. Oh.
Although,
anyway,
deaf sex. Really
Kyle's like,
although I do know a lot of deaf people who can hear when they have special headphones on.
Oh,
so yeah, like my friend Ben, he has a pair of headphones that cost like $2,000. If he has them on, like I could hear him outside, like three stories down. I could hear the music he's listening to, but he could hear him. Like his favorite song was "Achy Breaky Heart."
Oh, don't break my heart.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
My
if the only
achy,
thing you could
breaky heart.
If the only thing you could hear was "Achy Breaky Heart," or the first thing that entered into your ears.
Or, Gimme more.
That's an
gimme
awesome
more.
Song.
Gimme
more.
Don't forget
the Pianist Explosion said all they did was take clips of her at Taco Bell singing more. Gimme
more.
So go
and then the paparazzi
out.
Was there, so they said
center of attention. Right. She was all high.
Even when you're up against the wall.
Yeah. So Ricky,
I don't know
go
the lyrics
pass
to that song.
Oh, well, I didn't plan on doing them, but I have to look at them to see what's going on here. They're really old. Well,
oh, we
what's
forgot
today?
Not that old.
We forgot to talk about that VH1 show.
Today is like October 6th.
What VH1 show?
I Love New York.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were watching the reunion
and the ghetto
special.
That is.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, look who's on the Would You Rather, the second one.
Oh,
Flavor
nice.
Flav.
Yeah, boy.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
we're gonna have to get that on a sound clip.
Yeah, sound bites.
Well, there's this new remix of "Bring the Noise" that I'm obsessed with, and all he says is "Yeah, boy,
Flav, Flav."
Here you go. All right, so I'm just passing those out, but don't look at them until we do them.
All right.
Yeah.
So
that's how we do.
The cat's getting on my nerves out there, but I don't want to shoo him away because I feel sorry for him.
Like
he has like recording it. Sorry, right, we're okay. Back. Fucking garage band
for
again.
Real.
God damn it.
Dad, we need to email Apple and be like, you suck.
No,
I
can't
do
that.
I
can't do it.
We all have
we
Macs.
We all love Apple. Yeah, everyone on the show tonight has a Mac.
Herb is the minority tonight.
That's why he's away.
Suck it. Suck it.
Yeah.
That's why he's away. He didn't want to be part of our elitist club.
Right.
What's hilarious because three of us have sidekicks. Three of us have Macs.
I used to have a sidekick. Mine broke.
Yeah.
Oh, you stepped on it.
I didn't step on it. Someone else stepped on it at work.
Was it a fat man?
No. Maybe. Oh. I don't know. Is that Chrysler? They're all fat. They really are.
Apparently, the person that was working next to you was kind of hot, though.
Yeah, that was like a year ago, though. He doesn't work next to me anymore.
Aww.
Too bad.
It's okay. There's always other ones.
Right. There's always fat people around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I live in the most obese city in Canada.
You're a great representation of that.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking like my Diet Coke at dinner.
120 pounds.
You're what? 120
How much you weigh?
2% maybe?
After this trip, 230.
But you're like 19 feet tall.
I'm 6'7".
Yeah, so yeah. It's all right. Incredibly you're skinny.
Tall. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, you are skinny.
Stretches it out. Well, I'm skinny with my shirt on.
Stretch this out.
You're skinny with your shirt off.
What's that?
I said I'm sure you're skinny with your shirt off.
Well, if I suck it in.
Let me see. Stand up. Oh, please.
You're not fat. What
no, I'm gay
ever?
Fat.
Dude.
Oh, gay fat.
I'm gay fat.
I'm beyond gay fat, okay? I'm like anything fat.
You're like gay gargantuan.
Yeah, I am. Oh, nipples.
I don't have my nipples pierced. I feel left out.
Aww.
I have one that's bigger. Because it was pierced.
Minor in pain.
Because that's the one that fucked up.
I have seen some infected nipples before.
Yeah, they're not
that's
fun.
Not so good.
They get green and stuff. Well, some nipples just push the piercing out.
Yeah, they reject.
Nah.
Which I think out. Since mine
out
like, out
I think
I'm
since I caught
y'all.
Mine
give me my think... babies.
Oh, well, don't be copying Johnny McGovern. You might sue me.
Oh no, you might sue me, Johnny. Yeah. Just yell at me, you have my number.
But yeah, I think since I caught mine on my book bag that they're going to
speaking of America's Next Top Model. Look at this.
Herb in the Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I posted. I said, someone secretly wants to be on America's Next Top Model, as I discovered while sneaking this picture in the shower.
You should put that on the blog.
I might do that. That's funny.
It's
ask
funny.
Herb if it's okay first.
No.
No.
Like, no. Who the fuck cares?
I don't think so.
What
so we were watched all 5 episodes of Planet Unicorn again.
Yeah.
Planet Unicorn.
I want to it's funny because Steve, one of the listeners to the show, lives in Louisiana, I think. He had text messaged me on my phone and said, oh, you have to check out this website, planetunicorn.tv. And then we had already watched Planet Unicorn
live
on the Wii.
Like an hour before, yeah. Right? So it was great. Planet Unicorn, hey.
I'm a bubble.
I'm Tyra Banks. Goodbye. I'm sure glad you can turn into a bite.
I'm going to clone myself. I'm going to kill all these ones. I'm going to kill all these ants.
You sound just like
that was the first time I've done the impression.
Trashy. You trashy. You're totally feathers.
Oh, I'm glad I'm feathers. Who's Tom Cruise?
That would
I mean,
me.
Who's Tom Cruise?
And then we need somebody to speak like Cadillac, like a Spanish person.
Oh my God. I can only do French accents.
I'm cute.
We
I'm
need
pretty.
Her back.
No, you're ugly. Your nose looks
like
a cat.
Cat.
I'm a rock.
It was more like, I'm a rock.
Thanks, Rock.
I'm a very intelligent flower.
Thanks, Rock.
Thanks,
so,
Rock.
Go check that out. You can check it out on YouTube. Just type in Planet Unicorn.
Planet Unicorn.
Look at all 5 episodes.
It's hilarious.
Yes,
no,
that's right.
And then I love the remix version.
It's
that's
so
awesome.
Funny.
Yeah,
I can't
is.
Remember any of the words from it now.
Right.
Planet Unicorn?
Yeah, I can't remember. From the rap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The remix.
Remix. I don't normally do this, but.
Wow, there's a lot of R. Kelly references here tonight.
I can't help it. I show up.
You're
going
to pee on us?
What's that?
I said, are you going to pee on us now?
No, but I might sleep with a 13-year-old. That's what R. Kelly did. He's like 15.
I like how it's sounds like it's in a tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone did not do that at House of Blues today.
It's inside the stall.
Nasty. It was like overflowing from the toilet.
Ew.
It was gross.
It's disgusting.
It was really, really bad.
I hate
did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was
wait,
gross.
Was like poop and everything?
Oh yeah. It was like toilet paper poop, like a bit like a log.
They have raisins.
I didn't check that close.
Nuts.
It was like a taupey brown.
Taupey or taupe?
Taupey brown.
Taupey.
Taupe-y. It was taupe-ish.
Taupe-esque.
It was taupe-esque. It had shades of taupe.
Ew.
Yeah. Moving on.
And it had a little bit of green in it.
Maybe some mauve.
Ugh. I have one time I ate blue food coloring, and when I pooped, my poop was blue.
Well, I had barium once because I had to get a barium scan, and when you drink barium, your poop comes out white.
And if you drink a lot of Kool-Aid or a lot of Gatorade powdered mix,
no,
it can change the color of your poop.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to eat enough carrots that I turn orange.
It seems like it would change your urine.
No, it changes your poop. My mom told me that. She's a nurse. She's like, if you drink a lot of Gatorade and it's made from powder, your poop will change colors. But
wow.
I've never tried.
I want to try it.
Yeah.
Let's go get some Gatorade. I want a rainbow log.
Rainbow bright poop.
I want planet unicorn poop.
Planet unicorn, hey.
I pooped, hey.
I poop.
You sound just like him.
Her, it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well.
Let's go to the forest.
Was that a sound boy?
I like that one. It's like he's
squeezing it out.
I love the face effects are going on.
I like turtles.
Oh, my computer's about to die.
Could you imagine?
We're okay. We have 30 minutes.
Could you imagine Planet Unicorn doing the I Like Turtles?
I Like Turtles.
Oh, you mean this?
I Like Turtles.
Who, another podcast stole that from me?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Little Fatty Cast.
Did I?
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you?
How dare you? How dare them?
How dare they?
Let's do that Planet Unicorn style. How dare you?
How dare you?
How do you do it? How dare you?
How dare they? How dare them? Let's go to the forest.
So trashy.
Let's go to the forest.
My ambrosia has a bunch of cherries.
I don't like cherries. You want cherries?
Let's try it.
Mine has no cherries at all.
You're so good.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Like you're just like them. We should do Planet
Monkeys.
Planet
that would
Monkeys.
Be awesome.
Planet Monkeys. Hey.
Hey.
I like bananas. Hey. I like bananas.
Banana me.
My umbrella has a lot of bananas.
Okay, this is really what this is turning into right here. Yeah, a car accident. That's what that's turned into.
Should we finish it up?
No, so we still got to do would you rathers.
What are we up to?
Dun, dun, dun. We're at 41 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Who's going first?
Now, if hopefully when I hit save, we'll still have 41 minutes.
If not, I'll be here in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe Herb can join us sometime.
And then you're going to hear us moving.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
I can't even fucking speak.
My face is just going to
I feel like, hand me my babies.
My baby. Okay, no, we can't say that. We'll get sued.
Hand me your dick.
Hand me your dick. That'll have been before. Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so language for
penis. Oh, whoops.
So who's going first?
We gotta have somebody sing the song.
What?
Do you know the Would You Rather song?
I don't know the song. I think I might know.
You're not even
a
listener.
It has three
I am
words.
A listener.
You don't listen to the
would
show.
You rather?
I do. I think I just tune out at this
would
part.
Would you rather do this or that?
Okay, now
Ryan does
soul.
It usually.
Oh, okay, I say I can try to
so,
go.
I do go, it in like, French. Sing
French,
it in French.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't sing in French.
Do it.
No, just I can't.
Do
say it,
it
in
no,
French.
Because I don't know it.
Say it in French.
I can't. Those words don't